Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I have a great guest for you today, Teresa McCloy. Teresa is a business productivity coach, and she partners with her clients to stop being productive. Do what matters. Teresa inspires her clients through her experience as an entrepreneur and leader to do what matters. She is a recovering workaholic who, through a journey of self-discovery, has found how to live life to the fullest. It's my pleasure to welcome Teresa.
Thanks so much, Belinda. It's great to be here with your audience.
Well, thank you. So let's just talk a little bit, fill in this bio a little bit, fill in the gaps, and tell us a little bit about your journey and what got you where you are today.
Well, I think what got me where I'm at is that midlife point. So a little bit of my backstory is I've always been interested in entrepreneurial and sales type thing. You know, even as a child, I was the one who sold the little box carts door to door. And so I think I've always wanted to be in sales and an entrepreneurial type businesses, and ran a lot of businesses, different things out of my home, some direct sales type businesses, a piano studio. And then I spent about probably 15 years in actually the ministry space, working as a worship leader and a connections minister. And then I came to the place in my life where I kind of hit a wall. And I think for many people, there are those different seasons where we're just like, is this really what I want to do and how I want to be serving people? So I just started asking some really difficult questions. And that kind of led me to a different space of thinking of where I wanted to be with my husband, what we wanted to do together. We live on a grain farm in central Illinois. And so I knew that at some point I wanted to come home and have a business at home again. And so I actually made a decision to make a pretty big career change. And it took me several years to kind of work through that. And I think a lot of times people think you just jump from one thing to the other. But there were many things that lined up for me, some pretty big crisis points, actually, and some different training that I took. I love the online space. And so I just decided to kind of work towards, over a slow pattern of change, a career change to actually become a virtual assistant. And I did that for quite a while before I moved into coaching.
Well, that's great. And I know a lot of people are looking at virtual assistants and how do you go about getting one and what that's like, or some people even offering to be one. So that is really great. In fact, it's been our number one question that we've had here recently is, how do you find a virtual assistant? So do you want to add anything to that just real quickly?
Sure, I will. It was interesting to me. I actually got to that space by wanting to hire one myself for someone on staff at the church that I was working at. And so I'm working at this church, and I actually have a person who had a disability on our staff. And I thought, wow, a virtual assistant would be a great assistance for him. And so I ended up calling actually a company that partners virtual assistants with clients. And then that kind of sat in the back of my head for about 2 years as, wow, this would be something maybe I could do as I'm transitioning out of a full-time career and not really sure. And so that was interesting that I was given that opportunity to make that connection. I think that's something that we can all just really sit in awareness in, is don't miss little things that might come up as you're thinking about making a transition, or things that, you know, kind of become those moments where you're like, oh, that's interesting, I'm going to tuck that away. And that's what happened with being a VA. There are lots of companies out there that will partner you with a VA and kind of go through an interview process for both the client and the virtual assistant. And then there are people that do just work on their own as virtual assistants I would suggest if you're in online groups or in spaces where you're with other people, just throw the question out there if anybody uses a VA. And a lot of times people will lead you to several different resources.
Fantastic. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just have to share something funny, and I always smile whenever I hear it. And I bet you a ton of our listeners have no idea what you're talking about, but I do because I sold Christmas cards door to door.
I love it.
When I was like 11. So I totally know what you're talking about. And that was awesome. And I just, every now and again, I run into people that did that. And we always all like mm-hmm. think that's so fun and unique. But it's, I do run into a lot of kind of entrepreneurs our age that will say, the first thing I ever did was sell Christmas cards door to door. And I'm like, yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, I think that is a unique space that we move into as our very first entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you have a paper route also?
No, I didn't. We lived in the country, so that wasn't available. Probably why I chose the Christmas card opportunity.
Oh my gosh, because I had a paper route too. And that's the other thing, especially more with men. They'll say that my first experience was my paper route. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, did that one also, which it was great learning, right? At such a young age. It's awesome.
It was. And, you know, I've had a pretty outgoing personality even as a kid. And so I just enjoyed going door to door and talking to some of the older people and those types of things. But, you know, it really did. I did, like I said, a lot of direct sale opportunities back in my 20s and my 30s, and just celebrated a birthday a couple of days ago. So I'm 56 now. So I look back at a couple of decades ago and just think even what I learned from those direct sale companies and the training and the background I got in those spaces to work as a business productivity coach now, which is what I'm currently doing.
That is fantastic, which brings us to, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business now and then how that has shaped your lifestyle?
Well, I learned when I was working as a virtual assistant, I loved working with my clients, but I really found a true virtual assistant does task-based things, you know, scheduling of appointments, calendars, maybe in a personal space or in a workspace. But I found where I really thrived and what I became with my clients was more of a coach and a consultant. And so that really kind of, again, led me to a shift of, wow, the conversations I'm having with my clients as a VA are really around next steps they want to take in their business. How can we make their business more streamlined in systems and processes? And so through that, I really started looking into, actually a couple of my clients had coaches. And I'm like, And so I started looking into that process. I had used a lot of consultants and coaches in different ways in past businesses that I had had or mentors, that type of thing. And so I really just decided to go back and get some training and become a business coach. I mostly work with entrepreneurs, either in online spaces is where most entrepreneurial business is now, or small businesses locally that are brick and mortar and maybe have under, you know, 20 employees or so. I consider that kind of a small business. And so I love working in those spaces to really help the leaders of those organizations, the owners, the entrepreneur, to really be working on things that are important in their business, not just the busy work of doing their business.
Well, that is fantastic. So share with us what you feel are two of your greatest skill sets that have helped you then in succeeding and owning your own business. And then those skill sets that maybe you help give to these other small businesses as well.
I think a couple of the things that really are helpful in moving a business forward is to be a self-starter, be willing to kind of pick up your day and start new and fresh. For me, a lot of times a new week is a fresh start, but I'm really able to set things back and say, okay, that didn't work. What did I learn from that? And how can I start over? You know, beginning of a week, beginning of a day. So I think that plays a key. And I really like to work with my clients to help them work through those things that maybe didn't succeed, but let's see, what did we learn from that? And how can we move on to the next thing? So I think that's one thing. And then the willingness to take risk. Just put yourself out there. It doesn't have to be perfect the first time that you do it. You know, being a podcast guest is a new experience for me in the past 6 to 9 months, and really nervous the first time I ever did it. But it's so much fun to just kind of take that risk and put ourselves out there. And again, learn from the mistakes, learn from the opportunities. So I think that's two of the things that I really use well.
Good. You know, it's funny because people kept asking me to do a podcast, and I'm like, well, I've never been a podcast host. And we decided to do it, and I just thought, well, I'm just going to do this. And I was a nervous wreck, too, at the very beginning, I got to be honest. And it just got better. The more you do it, the better it is. And then I really put out there to our listeners, what would you like to see? How would you like to see this better? Like, what would be better about this show for you? And so about 6 months in, 7 months in, we did those surveys to all of our listeners. And it was so helpful to me, because I was able to take it to maybe that next level. And then also in that, I have just became so much more confident just by doing it. And it's just like with anything, you have to put yourself out there. You're not going to be perfect at it in the beginning, but the only way you're going to ever get good at it is to just do it again and again and again. And people just live in this space of being perfect before they start, and you're not ever going to be. So
I think our culture of even the online space kind of feeds that mentality a little bit of that, you know, try this, do this, learn, you know, this webinar, learn this thing, whatever it is. The social media culture can really create that, instead of a word that I love to use is just execute something, and you will get better at it. You'll have to refine it. It won't stay the same. If it stays the same, it's actually going to die anyway. So, you know, we're constantly in that shift mode of how can I refine this, make it better? Just like you said, with doing a survey and asking your readers, we don't really get to define our audience if we're in sales or marketing or a business of any kind until we try things and see what works and what doesn't. So I love helping clients figure out that part. And that's why I really talk a lot about, don't just be productive. Productive kind of is a word that anymore just means be busy doing something. You know, no, let's really figure out, you know, what didn't work with that. And then let's work on what matters and kind of gear ourselves towards those bigger rocks.
Great. So what do you think then that one of your most outstanding accomplishments are, something that's super meaningful to you?
Something that's super meaningful personally for me has been working through and adopting two children. We have two children that are adopted. And so that was probably one of the most meaningful things in my life, just personally. And so when someone asks me, you know, what are being some of your greatest things, I can always go to, you know, business accomplishments. I was pretty successful in direct sales companies. I've ran a music studio from my home that, you know, had over 125 students enrolled in it, and it was very successful. Ran a retail space. But again, I always come back to, what are the things that really matter? And for me, it's, you know, friends and family, and especially my children, and just the process we went through in those adoptions.
I'm sure, because that's a challenging process within itself, or can be. And you have to be willing to be all in that. I know several friends that have adopted children, and you just really have to be ready for a lot of different emotions that come to play.
You do. But interesting, you know, it does tie back to that question you ask, what are some of your greatest skill sets? And it is, I was willing to take the risk. You know, my husband and I were willing to take that risk. And also that space of almost, this sounds kind of crazy, but I just made calls and I just investigated and I just put myself out there to say, you know, how can I make this happen? And so it's interesting that some of my business skills and the way that I'm wired really came into play in something very personal and dear to our hearts.
Well, that's wonderful. And I do think that those skill sets do show themselves in every single area of our lives. I'm 100% convinced of that. So then share with us a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Well, the challenge really ties in, Belinda, with that space that I was in when I was in full-time ministry and I knew I wanted to move to something else. And, you know, it's that wall. Another word I like to use for people that are in my season of life, adult children that are grown and things, is kind of the second half of life. Like, what am I going to do in the second half? As I have hopefully a little bit more wisdom and knowledge and skill set and those types of things. So I was sitting in a full-time position, knowing that I wanted to come back home and work and build a different type of career. And what I really had to learn was to ask for help. I think that was the biggest challenge. I'm pretty strong-willed and go-getter type person, but I really had to learn to ask for help. And it was the first time that I had ever hired a coach, that I had ever worked with a coach, kind of in a life coach situation. And then it moved more to a business coach. But I really needed to ask for that other person to come into my life to give me that outside perspective. And I think that was a challenge for me, but yet one that I was able to overcome just by asking for that outside perspective.
That is great. I know that so many people just want to figure things out on their own, and there is a lot of danger in carrying that burden around with you all the time. Would you not agree?
I would definitely agree. And that is really something that I want to bring in my business is you don't have to do this by yourself, especially if you're in the entrepreneur space or, you know, direct sales or those types of things where you kind of can feel like the Lone Ranger. Just having that voice that you trust that's willing to help you move forward, which is what a coach does, is just vital in sometimes it's an investment financially, but it really can save your business, so to speak, and save that entrepreneurial spirit that you might have.
Great. So what does working from your happy place mean to you, Teresa?
Working from my happy place, I think, is about being present to the moment. One of the things that was a challenge for me as I moved out of that full-time space was also this workaholic mentality that I had. I was all about being productive, but sometimes it was at the cost of some things that were pretty important to me. You know, relationships, burnout, you know, became a part of how I just thought you had to feel. And so I've really had to practice learning to be present in the present moment. Where are you at today? Also pausing and taking some time. And that makes me be able to work in my happy place. I love working with groups of people. I do a lot of leading of mastermind type groups is a lot of the way that I coach. I'm a connector. So I love to put groups of people together and work with groups of people. That really is a happy place for me to be.
Oh, that is fantastic. And being a connector is certainly a wonderful skill set to have. So that's probably one of your other great skill sets that you don't even realize or identify because those are important things. That's an important skill to have is learning to be a connector of people. So what advice would you give to others who want to go down this road of entrepreneurship?
I think it would be that place of not getting caught up in all of the social media hype, maybe, and the even though it's a great place to work and to be in that online space, but not get caught up in the next shiny object that's in front of you, to really work with someone to figure out, you know, whether you're a brick and mortar business or you're a online space or direct sales or however you're marketing your product. What is your niche? What are your skill sets? What are you good at? And that is something that I think, whether it's a mentor or a coach, can really help keep you kind of focused on that. So, you know, I would recommend making sure you're building a team of people that come around you, that they have some great skill sets, and that they can help keep you on track. You know, cycles of busy come and go, but when we can keep our focus on what really matters to us and who we're serving, what our target audience is, those types of things, and you really need some other people around you to help you do that.
Great. So share with us then some exciting, new and exciting things that you're working on that our listeners could benefit from. And then, of course, close with how our listeners can find you.
Well, thanks, Blood. I appreciate that. Right now, one of the most exciting things that I have going, about 6 months or so, I got certified to work with a company called the 12-Week Year. And the 12-Week Year uses a system, an operating system that you can kind of put into your life when you know where you want to focus. It helps you to set goals and work in a 12-week cycle instead of a 12-month annual cycle. So I love using that system, and I love teaching it to my clients. So something that I've created is called a WAM Master Group. So it's a weekly accountability group with the 12-week year, and also a mastermind group. So we combine those two things together. And a mastermind group is a group of people that come together to kind of encourage, hold each other accountable every week on things that they're working towards. So I love doing those groups. I try to kick off a new one every month, and we keep them really small, usually under 8 people, so that we all have time to share in that hour, learn together with the 12-week system. And so I love doing that because it helps me connect people and put people together in certain ways that really can help them be successful and have that accountability piece in their life.
Great.
So love that.
So yeah, where can they find you?
Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
How people can get in touch with me. And I have a couple of free things for your audience. I have a special page set up just for your audience. And so it's Teresa McCloy, and it's TeresaMccloy, TeresaMccloy.com. And then if they do /, and then happy place. So TeresaMccloy.com/happy place. We'll have a couple of things there for just some things we didn't get even to talk to about today, but just some free things for your audience to download, and they can find more about the WAM Master Groups and those types of things there as well.
Great. And then do you have, will that lead them to your website then?
Yes. Yes. That's a page on my website specifically for them, but then they can go to other places as well, which is just TeresaMccloy.com. Oh, so that's my website.
Perfect. Well, Teresa, it has been an absolute pleasure spending this time with you today. Thank you so much. And I loved your insights, and I hope that our listeners were able to take some really great nuggets as well today.
I appreciate it, and I hope so too. I thank you so much for the invitation. It's been fun.
Great.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends, and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.